All right, you good, man?
Yeah, man.
All right, about to start. All right, about to start the show. Right, here we go. Here we go.
This is the voice. Yeah, the one your girl is texting right now. Check it. You think he's angry? Yeah, you would if you pee sitting down. You think what he's saying is fake? Guys who think that way can't get any ass. But what if I told you that this cold-ass motherfucker didn't make the manosphere? He created it. Yeah, that's right. Live from the block, here spitting that hip-hop flavor, it's my dog, Angry Man. Yeah, yeah. I can tell you he has a dating chat line for men and a cooking show for men. I can tell you he's been teaching game for over 30 years. And if you want receipts, just go check his website. Before YouTube, Instagram, and all that shit, Steve the Dean Williams has been helping men all over the world. Angry Man, light that cigar. Steve the Dean Williams. Time to lock in. These men are here to teach you the game from the streets, not from mommy's basement. Get your notebooks, call in the show, and ask questions. Welcome to the Angry Mindset Show.
All right, there we go. What's good with you, my brother?
What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good?
How you doing, big dog? What's going on? You doing good and everything, man?
Yeah, man. I was running around here like a chicken with my head cut off.
Nah, man. Hey, you've been kicking a lot of those Will Smith joints, dog. Good shit. Good shit, brother.
Oh yeah, man. It's so much in that. It's so much in that craziness, man. I had to address it. He was being a whole punk, you know.
He's being all butt punk. Speaking of, you know, he was on the show on Sunday, and you know, a guy called in and wanted to know why are we so mean? Why can't we coddle, and why can't we help these young men without yelling at them to understand? And you know, and when I think about this, Angry Man, I think about, you know, that the black manosphere. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, what is it made of? Of crying ass motherfuckers with no game. You know what I mean? With no game whatsoever, that sit around and all they do is want to have circle jerks and like cuddle parties. And it kind of connects, I want to get your opinion real quick, it kind of connects to mom, of how mom told these boys that life is sunshine and rainbows. If you walk out that door, it's going to be like Snow White. The bird's going to fall on your shoulders. The deer's going to walk up to you. Everything's going to be, it's going to always going to be sunny days and shiny days. And it's like when these young men go out into the real world and into the game, they can't handle that life in the game. Don't give a fuck about them. What say you and brother? That's what we're talking about. What say you and them, my brother?
Yeah, they, unfortunately, that's the biggest problem with a lot of the guys you see in the manosphere. They can't handle criticism. They can't handle critique, and they definitely can't handle rejection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if people are having a discussion and one guy says, well, I think this, 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 and this, and I say, well, I don't agree with that.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I don't like that idea. Or let's say I take it even further and say, nah, I think that's a stupid idea. Well, the moment you say that, now that person feels that they're under attack.
Yes.
And, you know, you basically, and you know, is another thing too.
Yes, sir.
What I notice with these guys is whatever opinions they have about certain topics, they make that opinion their entire identity.
Yes, yes.
So the moment that you don't like the opinion, they look at it like, oh, you must not like me because you don't like my opinion.
Yes.
Or you said something to me that you disagreed, so you must hate me, so now I got to attack you. Now I got to try to freaking destroy you because, you know, now I'm going to talk about your mama. Now I'm going to talk about all these things. And it's weak shit. It's weak shit. And I know that before I didn't want to believe it, but now I'm sitting back looking at it, thinking about some of the things that the women have said over the years.
Mm.
And it's like, damn, they weren't completely wrong. Like they noticed a lot of this shit that was going on with these guys.
I know.
And it's like, wow. Like it makes me reexamine a lot of those conversations and a lot of those videos, you know?
You know, it's so hard to agree with a woman on some shit, man. It's so tough when they talk about maturity. Mm-hmm. And they talk about, you know, I want a man. I want a solid foundation. You know, like they've been always wanting to do. They've always been trying to tell us all along that lead me as a man. But how can you lead me when you hugging up on another man, coddling him, and trying to make him feel good about himself through shitting on the woman? You just saying the woman ain't shit. By saying these women are this and these women are sluts and whores. Now, listen, Anger Man, like I said before, she can be slutty and whorish on the back end with you, you mean?
Yeah.
But that doesn't make her a slut and a whore. That's just part of what she is when she's with you, that she's sharing with you. But that doesn't make her that. But what's sad about those areas and stuff is that they try to justify the why they don't want to get with you or why they don't want to be with you. Through a coddling system of, you know, it's just not fair. It's not fair that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. It's not fair that I don't know how to talk to women. It's not fair I don't know what to say. It's not fair that I come off creepy, weird and shit. And it's not fair that I'm desperate, needy, and I ain't got no motherfucking game. But yet, oh, man, that bitch over there ain't shit because she turned me down.
You know, this is what's funny. This is one of the hypocrisies that I see. It's hilarious. So a lot of the guys consider the late Patrice O'Neal to be like a red pill god, right? And just filled with game. And he was. But they don't follow any of the shit he said. Like, he said, you know, guys would call into that O&A show and he would say, it's your fault. Say, I don't care what the chick did. It's your fault. Because whatever she did, you allowed her to do it. Right. And then he would also say that, like, one guy was, they were talking about body count or something like that. And Patrice was like, if I met a chick that I'm interested in and she tells me that she slept with 100 guys, he said, I don't really give a shit about that because if she says she slept with 100, she could have slept with 1,000 if she wanted to. Like, it's so easy for them to do that, right? So he's like, yo, you're putting too much importance on how the woman operates in order to define what you're going to do or how you're going to operate. So, you know, you have these guys, they say, well, nowadays the women act like this. So because they act like this, we have to adapt and we have to do this and we have to do that. It's like, bruh, if you're adapting to what the women are doing, then how are you a guy?
Yeah.
The women are supposed to adapt to what you're doing. And if they don't, fuck them. But, you know, it's I've gotten to the point, Steve, where I've gotten so frustrated with it. I can't even deal with them anymore. I'm just like, nope, I can't deal with them no more. So I talk to the guys that come over here, they want to listen.
Yeah.
But I can't with that bullshit.
No, and it's the bullshit. Oh wait, I'm getting this a little echo. I think it's a little echo. It repeat. It's a little bit of a repeat.
Let me see real quick. Let me see if I got.
And don't worry about it. I can just mute you while I talk if that takes the echo out or whatever. But let me see. All right, we good? We good now? Oh, I can hear it. Wait, watch this. Let me try this. All right, check. You can still hear me, Angry Man? Okay. All right, I'll do that. When I talk, I just mute. Then it'll take the echo out, and then I'll just open you back up like that. Let's just do it like that. Okay. So getting back to what you're saying, see, for a young man, he's looking for direction, okay, Angry Man? He's looking for direction, and he's trying to navigate life. He's trying to navigate the world. He's trying to navigate women, okay? But how can one navigate the world when you follow coddling? Now, real quick, mom should coddle you. I mean, you will always be your mother's baby. I don't care if you're 50, 40, 30, doesn't matter. You will always be her baby. And she, hey, listen, you will always have a place to stay. You always get a hot meal. Hell, she'll do your laundry, fold your clothes, and drive you to work if you want that, because that's what moms do to their son. They love their babies. But the sad thing is these young men, Angry Man, want to look to another man who acts like mommy. See, they think that they're running away from mommy because it's not a woman. But in that man is a lot of mommy in him. And then that person, again, goes over there because they feel safe. They feel like they can get tucked into the bed, get a nice glass of warm milk, and be told that life is not, it's not your fault. And life, time, and the game has to wait for you to get off of your lazy ass and do something for yourself, because you're the most important thing, and you've got to understand that everybody should work towards you, Angry Man. And that's where they all go wrong. What say you, my brother?
Participation trophies, man.
Yeah.
You get to win the championship just because you showed up. Yeah. And I think I might have fixed what the issue
okay.
was.
Okay.
You still hear that?
Yeah, no echo. No echo. We good, okay. Brother. We're good.
So, yeah, like it's participation trophy time. It's let's show up, and because we showed up,
yes.
You know, we get a supermodel woman, you know, we get a high paying job, we get a freaking luxury vehicle, we get everything just for showing up.
Yes.
Because that's really what a lot of these guys are really angry about. They're angry because feel like their life should be up here, but it's down here. But it's like you didn't put any work in for it to be up here.
Mm.
You know, you're operating here. You're operating. Here's the crazy thing. The crazy thing is you got a lot of guys that are angry because they have an average life. And it's like, bruh, if you want to have an above average life,
yes,
you got to do above average shit. You can't just skate through life and think that, oh, you know, you legitimately have guys that are in these spaces that are angry because, and don't get it twisted, there are guys that are angry because they can't get women at all. That does exist, you know, and they're in the same boat. They're not doing what they need to do. But you also have guys that are not angry because they can't get women. They're angry because the women that they can get, they don't want. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
They don't want those women. Yeah. They want women. And really, it's not even about them getting what they actually want, because truth be told, they don't know what the fuck they want.
Yes.
What it is they want the woman that all of the guys around them would want, so
yes,
that they can feel validated,
yes,
by their friends. So, like, when they show up with the girl, everybody's like, oh, you're the man, dude, because that's the chick we want to smash. It's like, I don't, like, look, if dudes admire or think my woman is good looking, that's cool. But I don't want dudes plotting on smashing my girl. I'm sorry.
Yes. Shout out to Uncle Stu for the super the $5 super chat. Thank you, Uncle Stu. And guys, if y'all want to call in and join into the conversation, please call in 563-999-3056. But see, it's sad that if you look at all these things, all these people, a lot of these motherfuckers that claim they have game, all they do is bitch, whine. It's it's odd that women, I mean, it's odd that these guys that claim to know game, they act more like women because all they do is talk about drama. Men don't talk about drama. Men don't talk about gossip. Men don't talk about, well, he said this and she said that and this and, you know, you're supposed to be there and you're supposed, I mean, this, but it's the bitch. And then they think women going to want to respect that. They think they and then they follow the father that what they think are the top dogs in there. If you notice, they're the ones that bitch the most. Most of them, which is odd, claim that they're dating coaches when some of them are fashion consultants. You got motherfuckers that sit around and hung out with a lot of PUAs and follow PUAs and then think that they got mouthpieces. They think they can talk dirty. They think they can mack. They think they can play. And all they do, just like everyone else, is bitch. Hours and hours of bitching, but not teaching you a goddamn thing, but to bitch better, to complain better, to worry better, to wait into the line, the soup line of the next word that you're going to use to move on with your life. There was one time it was the metal. It was being on your purpose. Go your own way. No fap. Don't jerk off. Go overseas to find a woman. High value man, you name it. And the worst part about this is that they are just following blindly to motherfuckers that's coming up with these words and then taking on the words and then getting around other people to hug upon those guys to make sure that your word is corrected or you or your peel. What peel are you? Are you a tan peel or are you green? Are you bluish orange or pinkish red? And are you, and look at this, and women are looking at this shit like, why would I fuck him?
It's, I said it a while back, and, you know, a lot of guys got mad at me because I said it. I told them, I said, you guys are constantly searching for the cheat code.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I said, there is no cheat code. Like, no matter what you do in life, if you want to be respected, if you want to be, you want to be able to get the women that you want to get, if you want to be able to be respected by other men, you have to take that journey of masculinity.
Oh, yeah.
You can't, it can't be avoided. It's kind of like that scene at the beginning of Troy. When they, you know, the armies are out there about to fight, and they said, your best man against my best man. And they called Achilles, and he wasn't there, so they sent the little boy to go get him.
Yeah, he was fucking. He just got no fucking.
Yeah, he was fucking. The little boy's like, you know, when he's getting on the horse or whatever, the little boy's like, you know, the little boy goes there, and he's like, the king is looking for you. He's like, I'll talk to your king in the morning. He said, it is morning. He said, oh. So he gets on the horse and he's like, the man they want you to fight, he's the biggest man I've ever seen. I wouldn't want to fight him. And Achilles looked him up and down. He said, that's why they'll never remember your name.
Oh.
Like, real shit. Like, so, like, that's really, and the funny thing about it is nothing about men's, this is a man's world and nothing about it has changed.
Yes, yes.
Nothing about it has changed. Like, no matter how many fantasies or fictions, and look, I told guys this back in 2016. I said, yo, I told them, I said, look, y'all are talking about feminism. I said, bro, if something real happened, feminism would vanish overnight.
Yes.
It would disappear, right? And nobody believed me when I said that, but guess what? When the freaking pandemic happened, right, when it first happened, when I went out, I didn't see women out there shopping. I just saw men out there shopping for supplies and stuff. And the reason why is because the women were in the house. They didn't give a shit about feminism or any of that extra shit right then. Mm. So we still live in a man's world, and it's still run by men. But if you want to be respected in a man's world, if you want to be able to get what you want in a man's world, if you want to be able to live like a fucking king, You got to fucking operate like one.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we have a call real quick. Let's grab this call now, and we'll continue. 111, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, how you doing? This is Mike from St. Louis. How y'all guys doing?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, man?
I just want to say all these dudes that bitch about stuff like this, they got to put in the work. The women will come to you, but you got to put in the hard work. You got to work on them days when you tired, when shit not going right, when a family member died. You got to keep pushing. You can't just look for handouts and then complain about women. You got to get your shit in your mind together. You got to get on your shit. Nothing's going to come to you in this world but a dream. Real shit. So,
that's real, man. That's real.
These dudes, they like to complain, but why would a girl want some dude that's not on his shit? You got to get the money right, get your mind right, get your shit together. Like, I had to find out, like, it don't matter what's going on in my life. I got to go to work, and I got to get that money. And to get to the level I got to, days when I want to give up, I have to keep on going. Because I know that nobody going to feel sorry for you as a man in this world. It ain't no sympathy, and you shouldn't want no sympathy as a man. Because I even got a brother that got one leg that still hustles. And he's worth over hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you know what? He ain't never let that just stop him. Just like, let me just go ahead and just have somebody take care of me because I got one leg. Nah, he got on his shit. You can't be no soft-ass sucker.
Yes, it, bro. That's real talk. All right, we'll throw you in. We'll get your reply. But, hey, good chat, brother. Appreciate this shit. Angry Man, what say you on that, my brother?
Oh, definitely. Like, still sharp and still. You can't expect, man. Look, when I was coming up, I did not have no soft men around me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was coming up. I'd be sitting there, and this is when I was kid, right? I'm at my grandmother's house. I'm sitting there eating some damn cereal on a Saturday morning watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and my uncle would come in the house and be hey, put your clothes on and come out here and help me build this porch, or come out here and help me put these roofing shingles on, or something crazy like that. Like, yo, and you'd be sitting there like, you'd be thinking, how do you even do that? You don't even know how to do it. You're a little kid watching freaking cartoons or whatever. It's like, nah, come on out here and put your hands to work. You feel me? So I don't get this. Like, a lot of these guys were guys that most certainly were coddled.
Yes. But and guys, if y'all got a question, put a Q in there. We'll answer questions if you got one in the chat and you want to call in, 963-999-3056. Let me bring this call in. I swear, this better not be the druggie. Just if you're the druggie, say something and hang up because you ain't saying shit on the show. 714, what's your question, brother?
Hey, Steve. Hey, Angry Man. I just want to say, I can sum it up this way.
Just
in general,
hi.
To the surface part, misery.
No. I told you. You are not to call in this show no more after that, after you talk about little girls and all that other stuff. You're only allowed to say hello and go off. You cannot say anything. Not only did he say that, he said a story. He met a woman, and he talked about 10 to 15 minutes of shit and didn't talk about nothing. So I'm like, man, you fucking up, dog. You in the wrong place. So you are only allowed to call into the show and say hello and get your ass on. You can't say anything. But anyway, let's continue this deep-ass conversation, sir. Angry Man, you remember this when we were small? This is how simple it is. Remember this when we were small? When we were, kindergarten, first grade, and we didn't know anything about the alphabet. We had to learn the alphabet, right, by learning what it was first. And by being able to draw an A and draw a B, right? And then understand what the A meant and understand that the A will always come before B when it comes to the alphabet. This is the kind of learning that, right, Angry Man, that when, and I talked about this yesterday, that A has always been A in the 1940s since the early man of time. A has always been A, right? A has always been A in the winter, the spring, the summer, the fall. A has never changed. A never changes if it's 12 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or 2 o'clock. A, and this is, because someone asked me the other day, what is game? And I say game can be as simple as a letter A, because you are what you are. See, the world is always going to move, but A will always represent A. It will never change. They will never change this to be anything but what it is. And see what happens with the manosphere is that they don't want to look at this as A. They want to say, well, it's the woman's fault for creating the A, and because of A, I can't get it. And you know what? Let's put a color on it. Let's make A a pill. Let's make A hypergamy. Let's make A high value and all this other stuff, versus making it just what it is, being a man, being who you are and standing on who you are. Versus what they say, but wait, we got a call before we get your comment. Well, give me your comment first, then we're bringing the call. But what say you on that, Angry Man?
Yeah, it's like the alphabet or even mathematics.
Mathematics, like, or numbers, yes.
Mathematics will never change. It will always remain the same. It's you know, an exact science.
Exact.
So the thing, and here's the other thing I've mentioned before. You're not going to – I don't care what women are doing right now in reference to what they did in the 50s or the 60s. Does a person really think that a few years of change, let's say 100 years, is going to circumvent hundreds of thousands of years of bioevolution? Like, you can't change that overnight.
Yes.
Like, and they're still sitting around wondering, well, why does she like the guy that's acting like an asshole and
Tyrone?
Yeah, because he's tapped into something more primal.
His A.
That you're missing, you know?
More primal. Exactly. He's tapped into his A. And when he's tapped into his A, he can walk away from a woman. He's tapped into his A, he can say no to a woman. He's tapped into his A, he knows how to explain and express himself to a woman without giving a fuck about the end result, because all he is focused on is his motherfucking A, his motherfucking square. But one can't see that when one doesn't have game. I don't know, son. Let's bring in this call real quick. Area code 111, where's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, this D. Lee again from yesterday. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
What's your question, brother? What's up?
My question is, in terms of, because I understand with all this man stuff y'all talking, but let's just take yesterday. If somebody disagrees with y'all, why are they emotional? Because they disagree with y'all.
Oh, look, let me get this. Look, dude, check this out. First of all, it's not man stuff. Hey, that's number one. It's not man stuff. All right. Number two, we're not going to keep explaining to you why person is talking to you in a way that you find to be inappropriate or unacceptable. Men don't operate like that, bro. Men are not. See, here's the thing. It's not about someone being emotional. Men raise their voice. Men hurl insults. Hell, sometimes we do it just for fun. We can't help it if a lot of you dudes are a bunch of single mother raised pussies.
All right, you done?
What's your question, man?
You done?
Done.
Okay, let me talk now. Let me talk. I ain't in my feelings or nothing. Let me talk. Because answer the question in the comments. Steve proceeds to throw a temper tantrum like a bitch, and then I call up there because he told me to call up there, and then y'all call me emotional.
Sir,
that's some female shit, bro. That's shaming. Like, that is some female shit.
When I would have had the utmost respect for you, bro. I would have had the utmost respect for you if you would have called in with a question and not even brought that shit up, because today is a whole new day, bro. It's a whole new day.
Yeah, but I just want y'all to stand on some shit.
Sir,
it's a man. I just want y'all to stand on some shit, because that's some female shit.
I'm standing on some female shit, bro. You know what I'm standing on, bro?
Steve, I'm not a fan. If this ain't Steve talking, I don't care what you got to say.
Sir,
I ain't called to talk to you.
Sir, listen, sir. The reason I called you out, all right, I'll tell you why I called you out, because you were being a cancer to the room. We were discussing something, and you said, let him talk. Let him answer the question. Answer the question. And I was teaching you game that everything we were saying was answering the question. But the fact you couldn't
see, let me say something. I ain't trying to cut you off because I completely agree. I ain't trying to cut you off. When I was on the phone, I didn't hear the answer because you said call in, so I called in. So the quality was bad. So I accept it. Okay, that makes sense. All I was saying was I put three words and then you threw a temper tantrum. All
right.
And then when I called in, you called me emotional.
Sir, sir. Then you're asking me. Okay, you're asking me to explain myself to you of why can't I talk to guys the way you want me to talk to them? Why you remember?
I never did that.
Wait, didn't you ask me why am I talking to guys mean? Why am I being mean?
No. I said you misinterpreted it. I was coming at you out of principle, out of respect. It ain't about no feelings. Your answer is your answer. You just got to suck that shit up and deal with it. Your answer is your answer. It's the fact that you was, look at this bitch, and you stopped your whole show to call me out my name and some more stuff. That's female shit to me.
Well,
that's
no,
all I was saying.
Okay.
And then when I called in to check the disrespect, when I called in to check the disrespect,
Sam,
a whole
Sam,
bunch of other
Sam,
men started
you
talking funny.
Sam, you just said that he called you out your name. That is literally female language, bro.
Yeah, so why is he using
it? That's what women say,
so why
bro.
Is he using?
When a dude says, man, bitch, I don't want
to
hear
y'all
it.
Go, y'all trying to slip it and shit.
You calling me out my name.
I asked
your name. Bruh.
He called me out my name and said call into the show. I did that. And
I don't
then
even
y'all
know what that means. Do you even know what call you out your name means? That's some shit a bitch came up with, bro. I don't even know what that means.
I'm starting to see y'all ain't as manly as y'all claim y'all is. You don't understand what I'm saying is coming from a man. I'm wrong.
Call her. If that's the case, then get off of your lazy ass and create your own YouTube show. Get the fuck off this one. Why are you here? If you feel that way, why are you here?
I'm here because I want y'all to stand on some shit. Stand on some shit, bro.
I'm standing on some shit right now. This is the same shit I've been standing on, bro.
Your voice getting a little too high pitched. Your voice getting too high pitched like a female,
that.
Bro. Calm
no,
me down.
No,
put some bass
no,
in.
No,
calm
no,
down.
No, I've been calling dudes out for that pussy ass shit they do. This is what annoys me. What annoys me is you got grown men calling in and the very language you use, look, in black culture, there's two types of languages that go on. There's the language that the women use and there's the language that the men use. Right? A lot of you dudes, the reason I can recognize what's going on with you immediately is because you come on here talking like your mamas, your girlfriends, and your sisters,
yeah,
and your wives. The only person I've ever heard consistently use the term, don't call me out of my name, is a woman.
It's a woman.
That's a grammatically correct statement. Call me out my name? That's not even grammatically correct. It makes no sense when you really think about it. Call you out your name.
But he's still festering on this. Brother, what you should be calling in for is asking questions of why I can't make a woman's pussy wet here. Why I ain't got no mouthpiece? Why am I single and all alone? Why am I worried about other men? These are the questions that you should be asking because nobody gives a fuck what you think. I'm just trying to say that. I'm going to let you come in. But, man, this is weird because you want us to validate you, big dog. And that's
men, when a man feels insulted, right, you calling him a name. He does not say, you call me out my name. He says, hey, man, you don't got to insult me like that.
There you go.
That's it. That's all the man says. We don't say them little goofy terms and shit.
Yeah, see, and again, like I said before, you were being corrected by the thing you said. So I told you to call in so I can correct you again. Now, look, I'll bring you in real quick. It's 816. We got waiting. Do you have anything else to say, sir? I'm sure this will be your last time you call us, but
okay.
Everything you say?
Yeah, no. I still fuck with y'all. I'm still, it's just a disagreement. You know, it happens. Saying is, in a nutshell, I just think there's some female shit. Y'all do some female shit sometimes. Y'all try to package it up like y'all doing some man shit. Sir, time out.
I'll let you finish. Wait, sir. Please understand that what you are saying, I don't understand it's not my language. I can't understand, bitch. You're okay. This is why women don't fuck with you. Let me explain. See, when you can't get your way with a woman, this is what you do. The exact same thing. It's not fair. It's not fair that you're not giving me a chance. I bought you 5 dinners. I bought you a ring. I paid your rent. I even helped you put up your pictures in your wall. How could you do that? See, that's fucked up. That ain't a woman. That's what you're doing right now. Because this is what you're saying. You're a contradiction. If you don't like listening to what the fuck we say, because you know what we say is real, then why the fuck are you wasting your time listening? That's the question.
Look, I got a little anecdotal evidence, right? So there's a particular YouTuber that I'm not really acquainted with, but I'm pretty sure this YouTuber knows me because I know him, right?
Yes, sir.
But we've never had a conversation. So I go to his show one day, and he was talking some real shit, right?
Yes.
And so I said, well, I'm a super chatting, you know? So I super chatted him. And not only did he not acknowledge me, he didn't even read my super chat. And yes, I saw him look at it.
Yes.
And so I was like, wow.
Right.
That must not like me.
Right.
And so do you know what I did? And about my merry way.
Hey.
I could have sat in the chat room and said, hey, bro, why you not reading out my super chat? Why you disrespecting me like that? I know you know who I am. Come on, fam. What's good with you? Or if he has a call-in show, I'm going to call in and talk shit to him. Hey, man, I know you saw that super chat. Why you didn't read my super chat? Like,
you either
going to rock with what we saying or not. You rock with what we saying, cool. If not, keep it pushing, bro.
So don't listen. If you feel that we are feminine, 111, last thing before we bring 816, just start your own YouTube channel or listen to somebody else.
Am I unmuted? I fuck with y'all. Y'all cool. It was just a misunderstanding.
I'm gonna tell you why you fuck with us.
Hey, Steve, I don't fuck with you. I don't fuck with you.
No, I'm bullshitting, bro.
I'm bullshitting.
We got business to take care of. So look, we got other calls to grab. So we gave you some time, dog. So just choose what you want to do. Listen or not listen. Do what you want to do. We're going to keep this shit pushing. Sorry, 816, for the long wait, sir. How can we help you?
That's all good. How y'all doing?
We good, brother. How can we help you, guy? What's up?
All right. Real quick question. Everybody's talking about manhood and what men should be and shouldn't be doing. And I'm just asking a drill question. I ain't convicting nobody. But I'm listening to a lot of men talking about alpha man and men and everything, but they ain't doing nothing but talking. It's in talk shows. And then the conversations always generalized about women. You know what I'm saying? Me as the alpha, me as the man, my opinion is real men wouldn't sit around and waste their time complaining or talking about women or even complaining about niggas. They would be building something, constructing something. The conversation would be technical, scientific. Okay. There would be, if we look at our race, we look at our particular population specifically, and we can see, man, we lacking here. The women's out of control. The community is undeveloped. And yet when you look at all the men, it's like all they want to do is come together and complain about women or talk shit about niggas, but they don't got no solutions. They ain't building nothing. They ain't got no plans. They ain't urban planning, community development.
But I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, though. I feel you on that from the aspect of practicality, because that's what you're talking about, right? A practical application. It's like, okay, we can sit up here and chop it up.
I'm saying if you look around the world and you look at every other population of man, They're building their nation. But when you look at black men in America as a nation.
Hold on. Let me finish this.
I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish it in one sentence, and then I'm going to give it all to you. When you look at every other man, their objectives, their goals, their conversation is about developing their economy, building their nation, strengthening, competing against competitors, marketing, globalization. When you listen to black men online, especially the ones claiming to be the alphas, especially the ones claiming to have what it is or know what it is to be a man, all they're doing is gossiping, which itself is a female trait. Men don't sit around and gossip and talk shit about how somebody ain't doing right or somebody ain't meeting the standard. Men just set the standard and build.
Paula, why are you listening to those dumbass channels?
Because it's all channels. And
no,
let me answer.
No. Wait. Yeah. It's not this motherfucker. It's not this channel.
I mean, we can have the argument because I can be right or wrong.
Paula, please shut the fuck. Hold on a second. Caller, shut the fuck up. You already talked. Can we answer your fucking question, please? God damn it. It's like you want to run your fucking mouth. Shut your goddamn ass up, please, so we can answer your fucking question. Go ahead, Angry Man. I go after you, man.
Number one, there was a lot in that.
So much.
And okay, first thing we got to do is we got to recognize that we are no different than any other group of men.
Thank you.
We're all the same. The same way you have guys that sit up here and complain about women, you have white guys that sit up here and complain about women. I know them. I literally know them.
Yes.
Like I'm not going to say any names, but I could name a few guys off the top of my head that all their entire channel is about complaining about women. Okay. As far as the building part of other groups of men, they talk about the economy. They talk about, you have guys over here that talk about all of that too. They talk about tech. They talk about automation. They talk about geopolitics. They talk about building. They talk about economics. I could refer you to a guy right now that talks about investing, crypto, all of that. So we're not doing anything different than any other group of men. And I get so tired of hearing brothers being pathologized like that. We do the same things. Now, I agree with the part about being practical and putting this to work when we talk about stuff, but that whole trying to save the world thing, bro, that's a little too much for me. Like, we got to build our community and we got to, man, look, if my household ain't square, man, fuck the community.
And I want to say something first. Then we'll tie this in this. See, first off, with your SYSBM ass, motherfucker, you're part of the problem like this guy's part of the problem. I'm going to tie in you with the caller and caller in you because you want to blame women for everything. Now, caller, I'm going to open you up, and I want you to listen because I would like to have you open, but it sounds like you're going to keep popping off your mouth. So I want to say this, then let you talk. Here is your fucking problem. Your fucking problem is you're the problem. You're sitting around. How do you know about all these bit things bitching and whining if you don't subscribe to them, if you don't listen to them, if you don't sit in the room?
But Steve, that's the irony of it. He's doing the very thing that he's complaining about.
Right. And then, but then let me edumacate you with real game, motherfucker. All you're talking about is what you do. We talking about who the fuck you are. See, you looking at all this building and all this, why can't we build and why can't we build? Motherfucker, you haven't even built this up, your mind. And you talking about building shit. And you are bypassing the one thing that you should be building every fucking day is your motherfucking mind, young man. Go out there and build a house. So what? Build several houses. So what? If you don't got a solid mindset, you just a weak motherfucker building shit. And
there's plenty of guys up here that own houses
and
own freaking real estate and have commercial property, but they still fucked up.
Still fucked up, right. Mentally, because you all about building all this other kumbaya shit. I'm going to tell you because I'm about to be up. I'm for me. I'm for conquering. I don't give a fuck about. Listen. I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't give a fuck about the next man. I'm all about this man and what I am for me. Fuck everybody else. Because guess what? Life feels the same way. Time feels the same way. And the game feels the same way. The world is all about competition, young man, and if you don't want to see it because you want to bring all this kumbaya shit in, but yet you are poisoning shit by even listening to that shit, acting like everybody is talking about women and all this other stuff. Women are a part of life. That's just what it is. But here's the problem. You're so busy building outside of yourself, you don't have one surface of anything inside of yourself. Men don't talk this way, man. So, Angry Man, if you want to say something, I'm going to let him in because he's just popping off his mouth.
Can we do this? How about we have new rules? New rules. How about we stop acting like women are not part of the conversation?
Exactly. What the fuck?
Yo. Like, let's be real. Like, every time somebody says something about, like, if you understand the concept that a man does what he does in order to be a man, not to get the validation of a woman, that's cool. But stop pretending like women or the concept of women are not part of the fucking conversation.
Thank you. So, okay.
Like, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, so I'm gonna bring him in because he was running his mouth. Now, please, let's have dialogue instead of you just popping off your gums, all right, 816? So what do you have to say about that, sir?
Yeah, y'all love to hear yourself talk, man, and that's
cool. Wait, let me stop it.
I actually do.
We're about to agree with you. We love hearing ourselves talk because you're listening to us, motherfucker. We don't know who the fuck you are.
Yeah, I go back and I look at some of my old shows, and I'm just as captivated as if I was an audience member.
Yeah, I love me. Hey, don't you know I love me, motherfucker? I love looking at me. I love watching me, hearing me, and I look at him every day and say, God damn, I love you so much. And he tells me he loves me back so much. So, yes, I love hearing me talk. Don't get mad because we see game where you see everything on the outside surface dweller. So why don't you say what you got to say, man? All that silly-ass shit you coming out. What you got
to
say, man?
I've been waiting to say what I got to say, but you won't shut up, bro.
All right, well, guess what? I'm going to keep on talking until I want you, motherfucker, because that's my goddamn right. And if you don't like it, create your own YouTube channel, bitch, and to go bitch over there. Or either listen to what we got to say and wait your fucking turn.
I like how you hung up on him. That's some grown man shit right there.
Well, no, I muted him. I muted him because I wanted him back on. Yeah, I muted because I can shut it. See, that's the thing. I would have hung up on his ass too. But I'm trying to show him a lesson. See, this is a lesson he's going to learn. See, when women are acting like you acting, that's how you got to shut the fuck up. See, but you don't know that because you're too busy building. You want to build things and all that other stuff.
He's about to build the pyramids and make some hieroglyphics.
This motherfucker.
We're about to build a nation, brother.
Let's build that nation, man. Come on. What nation? All right, go ahead, 816. What you want
to
say now?
All right, y'all ready? I want everybody listening, everybody to check those and recognize this, that I got on there and was able to speak for about 3 minutes. These niggas don't know me. I've never spoke with these dudes before. And
Wait. Sir, can you get to your question? Listen, okay. All right. Either just give us a quick answer back because we don't want to hear all that rhetoric. See, listen. If I ask you what 2 + 2 is, just say 4. Don't tell us about Miss Crabtree. Don't tell us you waited in line or gave her an apple or you're a good student in class. Just answer the question.
He's about to be a diehard watcher, right?
I know, man. Go ahead. Now, can you answer the question?
Give me a question without all the whole shit, not answer.
All right. Well, then, goodbye. There you go. Yeah, bye-bye. Okay. Next caller. Erica, 111. I know this again. That's crazy. All right, 111, what's up?
Hello?
Oh, hello,
hey, this is me again. I'm chilled out. I ain't gonna fuck with y'all. Hey, nah, I fuck with you though. Hey, we gotta come up with some guidelines and something, cause some of the shit y'all do can be interpreted as feminine when y'all be trying to tell us that we not men.
No. Okay, number one. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. The problem is y'all are so used to men behaving like women that you think masculinity is ho shit and feminine. Y'all have the world backwards, bruh. This is a guy show. The shit we're doing is guy shit. This is guy shit. If we was at the barbershop and I said something that you didn't like, he was like, come on, man, that's some ho shit. That's some, guess what? Now I'm going to go even harder.
My buddies is going to join in. We really going to go in. And the reason why we going to do that is because we're going to stamp out that little bit of crybaby in you.
Yes.
We're going to, this is what men do.
Yes.
This is how you sharpen steel, bruh. And then after we do that, we still going to kick it.
Yeah, before I bring him back in, I think his sweet dear mom wanted to say something to him, and let me find it. Oh, here we go.
Now that you prank called those real men with game, time to come upstairs for some cookies and warm milk. That's a good boy. Look, you wet the bed again. Oh, dear. You're so much like your mother.
And see, this was saying, all right, call it. Listen, man, you, what makes you think you could come on a platform with kings and gods as a surface dweller and try to tell us to conform to what you want us to be, try to have the nerve to tell us we should have a platform to please you? And I hate to use this word, nigga, are you serious?
Yeah. I'm sitting up here with a King Richard's beard, goddammit, and you coming in this motherfucker talking crazy, bruh. This is Black Baby Zeus right here from Mount Olympus. What's wrong with you, man?
I ain't telling him, man. So I'm going to bring you in. Maybe you hit your head or something, but we do have other calls. But, dog, do you understand what the fuck you asking for?
Hey, I fuck with y'all. But look, check this out. I ain't gonna call in no more. I'm gonna let y'all do what y'all do. I fuck with y'all. But you know, we just agree to disagree. Speed, that's some bitch shit though. You can't sit up and
wait, bitch shit. Just hung up on you. See? I did some more bitch shit.
Look, here's the thing. I'm gonna say this too. Y'all keep using bitch terminology.
We're trying to squash that shit.
Yay, look. There's no such thing as agreeing to disagree. Just disagree.
Just go.
We either agree or we disagree. See, this is some more shit with y'all trying to change the letter A into something else.
There you go, guys. Y'all trying
to change. Stop fucking with the language. Okay? All right, fair enough. We all speak English. It is what it is. It's the result of the history of the world. But we know what English is. We know what the words mean. Stop changing the language. That's part of the problem. That's why do you think a lot of you dudes have so much difficulty communicating with women? Because that's what women do. They love to change the terminology and change the language.
And gentlemen, I mean, we're going to have to call us. Now, please, guys, all y'all listening, there are women listening to your ass right now, laughing at you. So, guys, y'all got to stand up.
They're literally in the chat room
laughing.
Like, this is weird. They're literally in the chat room laughing at you guys. You're saying that we're doing some ho shit, but they're laughing at you.
All right, so we're going to bring in the next caller, area code 919 and 706. We got you, 919. What's up, brother? What's your question?
What's going on, family? It's Zulu. What up, AM?
What's going on, Zulu? What's good with you, bro?
Not much, man. I'm just going to take it like this. Like, I don't expect other men to feel sorry for me. I expect my close circle of men or kind of outside that circle, in proximity to that circle, to understand and give me some advice, give me a pep talk. But from experience, when you go through these things, you just take these L's and turn them into a lesson. Because truthfully, men really don't have the code like women have code. So if you're really alone in those situations, you just got to learn from them and learn to stay out of them. And that's what I learned, you know.
Well, call
I really don't stay.
Well, Zeus, here's the thing. I always tell guys, you're a percentage of the motherfuckers you hang out with. So if you hang out with bitches, you got bitch in you, right? So not say you, I'm just giving you an example. So I don't mind. I love being around great men because the thing that y'all don't understand about, like, the Angry Mans of the world, the 1950s, Lucarios, the Zags, and all the Miles. What I love about those guys is that y'all don't understand the see, there's a different conversation going on. And I'm not trying to put no – I can't say Angry. I'm not going to put Angry Man in this. I just talk about the money because I talk to Angry Man. When I talk to my dogs, we don't talk about poor me she's mad, she's upset. You know the problems that we have is, damn, she wants to come over knowing that I have another one over here right now. Damn, she's crying because you know what? Because she knows that she wants to see me, but I told her I don't want a relationship, but she wants to see me. Damn, she just sent me an ass pic. She sent me a titty picture. Damn, she wants to see me. She's crying. She misses me. That's the conversations we have. We never have this, well, golly gee, a woman, she was mean to me and made me sleep on the couch, guys. What do you think I should do, man? I mean, should I just stand? I mean, there's a whole different conversation going on when you with wolves and kings and emperors. We don't talk. We are solution-based, and we pat each other on the back, and we push each other forward, and we celebrate the victories of how many women they have versus if they have one woman. But we don't operate. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Angry Man.
And see, and Zulu, you already know, bro. This is whenever I was doing my show, and you slid through. This is what I meant when I was talking about how there's a conversation that needs to be had right now that I know I can have with you. Zulu was one of the dudes that suggested, y'all dudes want to keep arguing with each other. Why don't y'all start a fight club and just go ahead and get busy and get it over with? And I respect that. Yes. And it's a conversation that I want to have that I can't have. And you know the dudes I'm talking about, Zulu. I can't have that conversation because it's, to them, it's algebra, and they're still on arithmetic. And it's like, bro, we there's a bigger conversation. Like, yo, me and Steve talk on the phone.
Yeah.
On a regular phone.
Yeah.
When me and Steve talk on the phone, guess what? Women never come up.
Never. Never.
Never.
Angry.
It never comes up. And the reason why is because we talking about man shit. We talking about how to get to this money. We talking about how to grow our brand. We talking about, or if we're not talking about that, we're joking about a TV show that we watched or something like that. We're not talking about the shit that a lot of the crybabies, and you know who I'm talking about, Zulu, like that they're constantly, and look, I get it. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get, for a long time, I was sympathetic to what a lot of the guys were saying because I didn't want to diminish how they felt, because you had guys that went through some real shit. And I know your story, Zulu. You went through some real shit, just like I did. But there's guys here that never went through nothing, and they just wanna complain. And I'm gonna tell you the truth, fam. I'm sick of it. Like being able to kick it with Steve and the rest of the fellas on Sunday is like a breath of fresh air, bro. Just to be around guys that are operating like guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, Zulu, pick your game real quick. I'm going to give you an example of Angry Man, okay? We were on a Sunday show, and we were talking about this show. I played a clip from the show, I think last week. And Angry Man was like, yo, what's the name of that show? And he's like, I told him what the name of the show was. So our conversation was, like, it was last night. I was asked, I said, Angry Man, I asked him, I said, hey, did you check out the show? He's like, yeah, I watched two episodes. And we just talked about the show, about one thing. The first episode, when he talked about the deer in the woods, how he got his composure back. And then we talked about the second. That's what we talk about. We ain't say nothing about no women and shit. We were talking about man shit. That's the news.
I mean, the conversation, like you said, that you have now with your guys about this one coming over.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Them are conversations that I have morphed to now with my close circle.
It's so you like, understand?
Either hire or fire her. Like, I just had my brother kick a chick to the curb this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My brother called me to screen his chicks. He called me to screen his chicks. So when I get on the phone or something, if I see him or something, I start immediately screening them for him. I'd be like, bro, fire her, get rid of her, bro. You know what I'm saying? You done did this, and you did that.
Yeah.
You 2 weeks in, a month, bro, she ain't cooked you no breakfast, bro. Get rid of her. She out of there. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's the beauty of it. We ain't never complaining that we uplifted and celebrating each other, man. I love it when my, matter of fact, I show you one of my boys. While you're talking, I just want to show you one of my boys. You know, he's doing his thing, but he, you know, one of these old joints that he used to smash and shit came around, and he just, let me show you the message he sent me and shit. And you celebrate that. Let me find that shit. Yeah. Here you go. Yeah. See, he hit me up. Look what he said. Okay. Again, who cares? Busy plotting. He said, Snow texted me again. I said, yo, you see that? That's how we talk. That's how we talk, man. Because
and my cousin just fired a chick.
I'm just saying. Yeah, no, we got other calls to make, but no, I'll let you finish this real quick. We got other calls, but go ahead, my brother.
Yeah, my cousin, he just fired a chick. He called me. He said, bro, he said, I had to fire her, bro. I said, what happened, man? She went on a date, lied about going on another date with another dude. I had to fire her. Fire before she hired. You know what I'm saying? That's our policy right now. Fire before you hire.
Hey, Zeus, here's the crazy thing. Another conversation I had with Angry Man, I asked him about the Oculus video game. I said, Angry Man, you got the Oculus? He said, no, my son got said, Angry Man, you got Angry Man. You need to check that shit out. That's our conversation. We just kick it, man. We kick it. Because that's what men do, man. That's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
Ain't none of that downtime, man. We ain't on that no more, man.
We ain't on that
shit. Man. Yeah, we know they can fly with the wind, man. When they fly with the wind, this would be like, oh, okay, yeah, on to the next thing.
Hey, you can't be around motherfuckers like us and be like, well, my girl said this, and we got to keep building, and why y'all worried about women? And I swear to God, I love that chick. I'm going to buy 5 dinners. Man, we won't hang out with motherfuckers like that.
No, sir.
All right, Zeus, well, we'll throw you back in. Great call, brother. We appreciate you, man, okay?
All right. All right,
we got 706 then 704. Lines are blowing up. 706 then 704. Let me bring on 706 hung up. 704, you're up, sir. How can we help you? 704 going once. 704 going twice. All right, let's go to area code 951 then 216. 951, you're on, sir. What's up?
Hi, it's actually a woman. It's Nicole.
Oh, I apologize. Hey, what's
just
up?
A lady.
What's up, girl?
Yeah. I was just going to agree with the angry man. We are literally laughing at you guys, and I think that you guys will be able to continue to make the money that you make on your platforms because men are constantly calling in. First of all, they don't even follow directions. You say, ask a question, and they come in with opinions. So we literally have to deal with men like this out here in the dating world. So men, keep on calling in. Keep on not having a man mindset. These men are going to continue to make money off of you. We literally, as women, are irked the fuck out of you. We're like so tired. We're really so tired. Y'all are bleeding on the motherfuckers that didn't cut you. You don't know how to compartmentalize anything. And we're so tired of you guys. Please keep being them punks. Please keep being needy. Please keep trying to be the female in the relationship. We are so fucking tired of y'all. Grow some motherfucking balls. Seriously. We are so done. And I think I speak for a lot of the ladies, especially the ladies that are in the chat room for AM, for Angry Man. I only listen to Angry Man because I can't deal with none of y'all other. I can't deal with y'all. I can't even listen. So go ahead. Keep on being emotional. So I'm being able to not get your emotions in check. Keep it up because these niggas right here that y'all watching, AM and Steve, keep on making money off these niggas. Straight up. Keep it up.
Yeah.
But yes, let's do new rules. How about y'all follow the rules? Y'all can't even call in and follow the rules. And we're watching. Yes, we're watching. Us ladies are watching you. So I was so frustrated today because I do tune in and I watch. And when I watch this show, I'm like, damn, the first thing is y'all niggas can't even follow the rules and ask a question. And then get mad when Steve or AM checks y'all. You get mad. But, yeah, y'all want to be the females in the relationship. Yeah. We're out here dealing with it. Like, I had to come in and just rant because I'm tired of it.
No, you just, hey, baby girl, this is the answer. No. Before we do a show, Angry Man.
I'm sorry.
Play this anthem. No, don't be sorry. Before we do a show, we're going to play this anthem for all the guys from a woman that you have just created an anthem. Wait, let me give you some love, girl. Oh, man.
They need to hear it.
I'm so tired of it. And best believe I'm not this ratchet chick out here. I'm not these typical strags that these men like to drag and all that shit. I'm not one of those females. You know, and I don't believe any female in the chat room right now who agrees with AM or Steve are these bitches that could be dragged or talked about or low-level tier chicks. We're all like high-tier chicks. That's why we tune in. The drags and all those people that don't agree, they're not watching, okay? We're watching the high tier women, the high tier men. These are who AM and Steve. These are who we're following. The high tier level people. So don't get it twisted, okay? We got some sense up in this piece. Beano Nation, hello.
I
had to call in and just and vent and rant and all of that. But y'all niggas out here are looking so fucking weak. Y'all want to be in a female position all the time. So guess what? You're going to get treated like that. Or guess what? We're not going to deal with you. We're going to leave you behind. Bye.
Caller, well, oh my God. I wanted to call 911. My God.
Wait. Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm done ranting.
No, and
AM know me, so he know I ain't no fucking joke. Like, seriously.
I want you to tell me.
Where'd your mind there?
Can you tell these cupcake motherfuckers to stop trying to fuck you the first night and stop trying to ask you what you do for a living and what you looking for?
The flow ass niggas because they don't know what they want. So, yeah, we're not going with the flow. If you don't come with the plan, you're not the man. Peace out.
Oh, my God. Epic. Epic. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She just dropped the bomb.
Epic.
She dropped the bomb.
Epic. I've been telling these dudes, man, first of all, there is a huge difference between a woman and a strag. There's a huge difference. And the vast majority of the women I know that watch me, These are grown-ass women, y'all.
Yeah.
When y'all get up here talking that goofy shit, they just be sitting back listening, shaking their head like, what the hell?
Angry
I'm,
man.
I'm telling you.
This is why I always say when I do the shows, what's up to the ladies? I say hi to the ladies, and I let them know, check out the erotic poetry. I got you covered. Something nice to listen to. Yeah, I got you covered, ladies. But, hey, 951, we got love for you. Thank you, baby girl. We got 216-714, some other calls in. But, gentlemen, that's going to be the answer. I mean, y'all can't get mad. Listen, gentlemen, you can't get mad at that when you are not on your square. You can't get upset at these women for saying what they're saying because they're sick and tired of the goofy-ass high school thinking that you have when they're learning their sexuality, they're learning their bodies, they're learning romance. And you motherfuckers don't even know the difference between being sexual, smooth, romantic, sensual, dirty, freaky, kinky, nasty, and naughty. You just on some silly ass shit and they don't want you. I'm just saying that, hey, they're here to listen to men talk and they love man talk because it's very rare that they hear man talk. Angry Man, what say you on that?
Man, look, to the guys that are calling in, look, this is what you need to understand, right? We're not only for the guys that call in and say, hey, man, how can I do this or how can I do this better? We got you.
Yes.
But at the same time, we're displaying the way men are supposed to operate.
Yes.
We're displaying the way men are supposed to speak, the way men are supposed to function. Right. And look, we're not telling you to do this so you can go out here and get a bunch of chicks. We're telling you to do this to be men because now there's a crisis of masculinity today.
Yes, yes.
And not every chick that's rejecting you is rejecting you because she's a hoe or because she's a strag. She's rejecting you because whether you like it or not, they know what a man is. They know what a man is supposed to be.
Yeah,
you feel me? The way a man speaks and the way a man operates, they know that shit.
Right. Before I bring in a call, let me correct something. See, this is what's wrong with you surface dwellers. See, when a woman comes out and tells you what is wrong, first thing you want to do is yell at you. You want to be in your feelings because she's talking to your fucking ass. You want to come out and say some sidebar. See, you can always tell the ones who fucking and who have women to the ones who ain't fucking at all by the shit they say. You just go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Angry Man.
And you know what? Let me address that part, right? Because he's coming at the she's masculine because she checked your ass, right?
Exactly.
But here's the thing. When she came on, we immediately knew it was a lady because of the sound of her voice.
Absolutely.
It was nothing masculine about it.
Yes.
But when she started checking your ass, then you get in your feelings and shit. But see, here's the thing. What do you notice? Whether it's her or whether it's Steve, you're in your feelings.
All day.
You can't even come with the, how you got a woman checking us. Nigga, you won't even take instruction from men.
Yes.
You won't even take instruction from other guys.
Yeah.
You know, and it's that bitch assness that they hear in your voice. Like, instead of, you don't want to hear the critique because it hurts your feelings.
Right, right. Instead of finding out how you can listen. I'll tell you, women love sex, but you know what? Sometimes you got to shift it down. You got to work this. You got to work this. You got to know how, when to say smooth things. Know when to make her smile. Know when to make her blush. Know when to make her laugh. Know when to have her think about you when you're not around. And that's game. And it's not lying to her. It's not manipulating her. It's not deceiving her or telling her what she wants to hear. It's standing on who you are. You're A. Standing on who you are and allowing her to make the decision that, you know what, this is why I want to fuck with you. Or this is why I don't want to fuck with you. Whether it is or isn't. I'm not here to force a woman to make that change. I want her to see the benefits in my motherfucking ass to make that change. But you can't see that, big dog, when you worry and want to judge. Remember, we don't judge women. You just made a judgment. So that shows that you weak as fuck. But I just want to say shout out to Lou right there. Shout out to Lou. Much love, Lou. All right, let's go ahead and bring these calls in, man. The lines are blowing up. Angry Man. Let's bring in 261, then 704. 216, sir. What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm coming from the standpoint of I'm in a relationship, you know, high school sweetheart. So been together for a minute. So now, you know, shit went south. You feel me? So she's trying to do, you know, couple therapy. So I'm thinking, is that a good idea or should I try to do this shit another way?
Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
Tell me what it's like when she walks in the door after a long day of work. What is that like?
Shit, I'm a truck driver, so it's kind of like, you feel me? Like, all right. So when I come back home and shit, you know, it's all good and shit, but it's been bad. So that's why we kind of go to
how often? Let me. I don't mean to cut you off, but how often are you gone? Like, how often are you out on the road?
So I started this shit during, like, September of last year because shit was bad. She, you know what I'm saying, kicking niggas out and shit. So I just left, you feel me? I just got my money. I just said, fuck it, let me do this. So I'm going every 3 weeks. Every 3 weeks, just to answer your question. Every three weeks.
Are you home? Are you going to be home next Sunday?
I'll be back at the end of April, yes.
So, Sunday. Will you be home for Easter? Will you be home for Easter? Yes.
Yeah, right.
You'll be home?
Right, yeah.
You'll be home? Okay, what I want you to do, I'm going to show you. I got you. Just what I want you to mark this time at 1:12. I got something called the Easter game, and nobody teaches game. What I want you to do is I want you to go to Walmart, okay? Get an Easter basket, get that green fuzzy shit, and get some hollow eggs, okay? Then I want you to go to Party City, get handcuffs, blindfold, and you get the rope at Walmart as well, okay? And all I want you to do, now this has got to be an unselfish thing because we're trying to fix this. So all I want you to type up is foot massage, back rub, soft kisses, and some things that you can do for her. Put those things in those eggs. Put those eggs all around the room. Put all the stuff underneath the basket. Give her the basket. Let her go. And this is just fun. This is just kind of get loosening it up. And let her go Easter egg hunting. And then when she opens up, everything you read, it's all due. You see what I'm saying, dog? It's remember, always the little things with women, okay? It's not the big shit. It's the little things that mean. So, and not only that, now, when's the last time you sent her a message and say, you know what? What's up, sexy? I'm just saying that just because. Send me a photo of yourself so I can tell you why, you know what, from the first moment I met you, why I appreciate who you are right now. I mean, it's the little things that you're not doing. You see what I'm saying, big dog? That builds up a frustration in the world. Does that make any sense?
Nah, I feel you.
And listen, real quick, if you smash, I tell you some more game. Go get a little bit of lotion. Put that shit in the microwave for 7 seconds. Don't put it in 10 because you'll burn her ass. Put it 7 seconds. Warm that up. Give her a full body massage. Tell her how sexy she is. Tell her how much you appreciate being with her, how nice your skin is. And let her know, look, stay off your feet. I got you. I'll go ahead and fix you something. Let me go and make dinner.
Let me ask this question. What was her complaint? Is her issue now that you're gone a lot and you're not there anymore?
No, like my issue was I was just she couldn't get over me when I fucked up a minute ago, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, well, see, kid, you know what tell saying? Us that. You didn't tell us that.
What did you do? What did you do?
Shit, I ain't getting caught, but you know what I'm saying? She know what it is, though. You know what I'm saying?
So you cheated on her, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you cheated on her, she found out about it, and now she's upset with you, but she's still with you, right?
Yeah, we got kids.
And you still want to be with her, right?
For sure.
Then you need to take Steve's advice.
Also do this one. While you're on the road, I'm going to throw some more game with you because this game, this is the game they don't teach in those fucking spheres over there. They don't know no fucking game. This is what I want you to do when you're riding on the road. Say, babe, you know what? I'm thinking about you. Hey, you have a long day. You about to take a shower? Look, let's go live. Just take let's go live on air. Just take the camera, set it on the counter while I'm driving my trucks, and let me just watch you wash yourself. That's all I want to do, baby. I just want to appreciate you washing. Now, yes, I'm going to be a little bit jealous of the towel and everything because my lips and my tongue should be in the towel. But regardless, you know what? I want to watch you wash yourself. I want to watch you in your essence and show you how much I appreciate you. This is the little things that motherfuckers ain't doing. You see what I'm saying? It's the little things, brother. It's letting her know that, you know what? Yes, you fucked up. You're trying to make things right. But at the same time, women not saying that you got a cupcake of it. Well, please, baby, love me. No, just it's light things, man. It's light things. Like when you're in a car with her and you're driving, every other light, just take a moment, stop and kiss her hand and look at her eye. Like take your finger. Look, dog, take your thumb and just right here. Just slide it down the side of her cheek and look at her and smile at her. And it's the little things, brother. And all that little shit is going to really squash your fuck up. You see what I'm saying? That's how game works. You got to be a smooth motherfucker. You got to learn sexuality. You got to learn your woman, her body, her likes, and things that she likes to elevate that shit. You see what I'm saying? When's the last time you gave her a foot rub, caller? When's the time last time you gave her a foot rub?
I never gave her a foot rub.
All right, well, caller, I want you to watch. I want you to see something. Show how cold game is. I just want – oh, wait, not this. But I want you to see real quick. I want you to watch the video because we're talking about it. What I want you to do is break down the foot like this. Have the nice music, have her favorite songs going, get that lotion, and break the foot down to 3 sections. And then after you break the foot down, you want to work the leg. And what I'm saying is you want to work from the knee to the toe, but break each section down with your hands. But not only break it with your hands, brother, you got to break it with your mouthpiece. You got to be in her ear. You got to look at it. You got to create these moments where it's going to squash the hurt and it's going to bring up the damn. I miss my motherfucking man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you are. You're true, bro. Like, you want. Go ahead, bro.
You won't fight with his brother. I'm telling you. You see, gay. Like,
you on the look. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you some real shit, bro. Look, this is what you got going on with your situation. So you cheated before you started driving trucks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what you got going on. I'm gonna tell you exactly what's going on right now. You cheated on us. You messed up because this is a long term shit. Y'all married or y'all just together?
No, that's the thing. That's why I was calling. So y'all saying don't do the couple therapy because we're not married, but I'm trying to get married up. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, look, here's the thing. Okay, so you want to marry her, right?
Yeah, but she talking about do the couple therapy. My I was saying like, damn, is that shit even a good idea or that's some like some fuck shit or just.
Well, I'm not gonna say that. couples therapy is a bad thing. It just depends on the therapist that you go to. That's the only thing. But
yeah. The
thing about it is you got a really complicated situation because, number one, you cheated, and now you're on the road all the time, and she's hurt.
Yeah.
Which means she might try to get your ass back.
Right, right.
She got ample opportunity and time to do that shit. And so what Steve is telling you, like, if you want to keep her, you're going to have there's a bunch of stuff you're going to have to do in order to get her trust back.
All right.
And, you know, in order to get her to the point where it's like, okay, he fucked up, but this is a good dude. Let me not fuck up. You feel what I'm saying? So that's the challenge you have right now, bro.
All right, one more thing I want to do. One more piece of game, man. Just one more. Go on more.
All right, appreciate it.
Because the thing about you learn about OD shows like this is that we solve shit. We don't bitch about shit, all right? So what I want you to do is I want you to go to the grocery store with your girl, okay? Go grocery shopping with her. And while she grocery shopping, get up behind her, be playful, tickle her, kiss her on her neck. Just have a good, be a big fucking kid. But what I want you to do, big dog, I'm showing you this. What I want you to do is I want you to go to get a thing of Grand Muffins. Make sure you go into the aisle and get your Grand Muffins, all right? Because what you're going to do is you're going to surprise her with something, okay? I want you to get, and I got all the ingredients set up. I want you to get your Grand Muffins, like those big cinnamon roll things, okay? And then what I want you to do is I want you to create what you see right here. Okay, I can show you how to do that. But see, this is how game works. See, when you are very cool, you have an imagination, creativity, you have a sense of adventurousness, that turns into sex. But this is sex right here because what you're doing is you're turning one thing into something else, but you're sharing the moment. So what you have is you've got a cinnamon bowl that has a Milano raspberry chocolate crumble at the bottom. You also have 2 scoops of her favorite ice cream. Most women like that cookie dough shit or that vanilla shit. Whatever the fuck her favorite ice cream is. You put a few ice cream sticks. You drizzle it with a little bit of caramel sea salt. 1 slice of a cinnamon strawberry shortcake. 2 things of chocolate and some strawberries. Dog, you, hey, bruh, you're going to have her toes curling right here. You'll have it here. And whenever she get mad at you, because think about this. If she ever get mad at you, she going to realize what you got going on, and she ain't going to want another next woman that will get this kind of shit. You see what I'm saying, man? You got to learn game, brother. All right, so we got
Big
you, man. That's what this show's about, game, baby. Showing you how to do shit right. All right?
Big bad. Appreciate that.
All right, man. We got to get this.
Hey, fam, good luck with that
luck.
Situation, bro.
Yes, sir. Good luck. All right, we're going to bring in 111, and then we'll bring in 706. 111, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Okay, 2 things. It's me again, but I'm being for real this time. 2 things.
Come on,
I got
man. Are you serious,
so,
man?
Hey, I'm being for real, bro. I ain't for bullshit around. Okay, so with what y'all just told him to do, since the trust is damaged, are you saying that you can romance your way out of that? Because it sounds like a trust issue. And
what
my other question is,
the thing about it, and what Steve is trying to explain is, you know, if he's in a situation where, first of all, you got to think about the fact that he's in a long-term relationship with his high school sweetheart. They've been together for years, right? He's 9 times out of 10, they're going to continue to be together, right? He messed up.
Right.
He fucked up.
So
he fucked up. He got to fix it. If he wants to stay, if he wants to keep that relationship, he's got to fix that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the way to fix that shit is to gain the trust back. And how you gain the trust back with a woman is by showing her that you actually want to be with her.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So by him doing those things, it's going to make her say, okay, he realized he fucked up. And he's trying to fix the shit. And if she's worth her salt as a woman, she's going to appreciate that shit. She ain't never going to forget it.
Right. Yeah, call her. What I was showing them, man, speaks for East. There's no motherfucker out there doing that Easter game that I have, right? So that means when you're doing that, you just again, she's not. These are moments that she's going to remember. But it's also you showing her why you, without saying why you or trying to prove why you. This is like we were saying. This is a part of your A. You know what I mean? Your A. This is what you get when you get with me. These are the benefits that you get when you get with me. You see what I'm saying? And when you have those benefits like that, you're going to start to feel like opportunity versus option. And his problem is he came in as an opportunity and not an option. See, when you're opportunity, the woman's going to think twice before leaving a motherfucker like that, because you ain't going to never find a motherfucker like me. You'll find a million average motherfuckers, but not one. Each is going to come around. That motherfucker going to be sitting on his ass. And who is going to be thinking about? My motherfucking ass. I'm opportunity. I'm not option. But that's how the mind, we got to change that. But what's your next question, man?
So I don't want to use this term because I don't want to try to make it seem like I'm trying to flip the dynamic of this conversation. So simping does work, or is it not called simping because they've been together so long?
Okay, now, let me.
That's not simping, bro.
Let me tell you the rules of simping and tricking. It's very simple, okay? Whoever you put above yourself, if you put a woman above yourself, whatever you do is simping and tricking. But if you put yourself first, whatever you're doing, it's not. It's coming from you. You're not. You're leading, but I'm saying don't do it for pussy. This shit ain't for pussy. It's for a deeper connection. See, I don't want the. I want the core.
Okay.
The problem is with this type of conversation is these guys don't realize there's a huge difference between some chick that you're just trying to smash and a chick you're in a full-on relationship with.
Yes,
a huge difference. And this is the reason why I said these are the conversations that we never get to because we never get past the part of I'm trying to get the chick. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, this is a dude, that man is in a full relationship. He probably got kids and everything. You feel me?
Yeah. So, yeah. It's just call her. We want to show you a different side of game that shows women that, you know what, listen, yes, I am sexually attracted to you, but look, I need to know more behind that smile. I want to know more things about you that you don't tell other motherfucking guys. I want to see things that you do. And the only way I can see that is really actually spending that time with you, because I don't want that lie that you bring to me the first time you're representative. I want to go behind the curtain. I want to see what actually makes you tick at your core. That's where the game comes in at. It's not complaining about the woman. It's learning yourself first and be able to be a man first before you talk to that woman, all right?
All right. I'm going to try to keep my other – I got two more. Y'all can breathe through my other two questions. Since, because she wants to go to couples therapy in this situation, it seems like now he's chasing and pursuing her and he's being led by her. Is that false?
How's he being led by her when he's the one that fucked up?
Yeah, I was about to say, he fucked up.
It'd be different if he didn't. It'd be different if she was just mad at him because he was fucking driving trucks.
Yeah.
I would have gave him a whole different speed. That would have been the case, but that's not what happened. He fucked around and cheated, and he got caught.
Okay, he got a repair. Okay, I get that.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all got to get rid of y'all vindictiveness towards women.
Please do that shit, man.
And you're never going to get anywhere with them, because guess what? Whenever you deal with women, I don't care if it's a woman you just met. If you got that shit in the back of your head, she going to pick up on it from your nonverbal communication, bro. She going to know that's the type of shit
she wants. That's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact.
One more thing for your question. And understand this.
Okay.
If you meet a woman online, I'm telling you, get rid of any red pill content. Listen to me. If you are fucking with a woman online, you better go to your Facebook and Instagram. You better delete all that shit, because these women are the ya-ya woman club. You say one fucked up thing about a single mother. You say one fucked up thing about, oh, no. Because if you judging a woman for having a baby, then what kind of man? No, hey, look, I'm telling you, if you want to be in this game, you better get rid of all that red pill jargon, because they're going to do their homework. Because, listen, you are one of many guys that's trying to get at her, and she wants to make sure she's going to do her fucking homework. So if she sees one red pill thing that says shit that's bad about a woman, she's going to toss your name like a resume that says your name is Dimitri Washington Jackson Devontae X Square Go or whatever the fuck. They're going to throw your shit right in the trash can and move the fuck on, caller, all right? What's your next question?
All right. Respond, sometimes this shit works, though. Like, sometimes you can do that. It just depends on what they're attracted to, because this shit works for me sometimes to be that way. And they still fuck with you. It just depends. But I agree with you on, being on it and letting them know what it is up front, what you're going to tolerate, what you're not going to tolerate. Now, it could be an act, but I'm just saying sometimes it works.
No, it should work. Okay.
Sometimes.
Listen, this is y'all's problem. Y'all, you talk at them, but you don't talk to them. You don't talk to them. You're on the surface of when's your last boyfriend and what are you doing? Man, women don't want to talk to motherfuckers like that. They want to have deep philosophical conversations that go beyond questions where y'all talk to each other to connect here. And
yeah.
Through that connection here.
I agree with it.
Right, but through that connection is how you got to know yourself and be able to express yourself and explain yourself without asking interviewing questions. Because you know what? Listen, here's the beautiful thing about all these women out there. They're on the edge. They have never met a real fucking man, and that's the advantage that we're trying to give you. They've only mm-hmm. met surface-dweller guys that don't know shit about game. They don't know shit about eating pussy, kissing, fucking. They don't even know how to talk dirty to a motherfucking woman. They don't know shit. So we're giving you an advantage to show her why you. And once she realizes the why you don't have to worry about her beliefs or judgments and all the things that she has. Because remember, she doesn't trust you. She's got to look at you and realize that you're a trustworthy motherfucker.
Hey, Steve, I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be rude and cut you off. I just don't want to take up too much airtime. Sometimes having your foot on their neck does work. I'm telling you from experience. Now, I agree with you. I agree with you, too.
Do not abuse women. Please listen to me.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Look, bro. Here's the thing. I get what you're saying, but context matters, okay? you got to understand look, when it comes to being a man, right? If you're operating like a man properly, you're not letting the woman run over you. You're not letting the woman get away with a bunch of goofy shit. And that's really
what I mean when I say
stand on your shit.
Yes, that's what you
said. But you have to distinguish between, look, there's a song by freaking Mr. Cheeks. It's called Renee, right? And in the song,
Renee,
he said, handle.
For Mr. Cheeks.
Mr. Cheeks, Lost Boys, right?
Yeah.
Look, he said, this is what he said. He said, candlelight dinner with my shorty, crack a 40 with my naughty freaks, right? In other words, you got to learn, this is something we knew in the 90s. You got to learn how to distinguish between a chick that's a jump off and a chick that's a quality woman. If you're dealing with a quality woman that you're trying to have
both of it.
Yeah, if you're trying to have, like, something meaningful with her, it's like, yeah, you got to stand on your shit, but you also got to do nice shit for her.
For real.
Yeah,
yes,
like,
sir.
You can't just be with
her.
Yeah,
I think y'all misinterpreted what I was saying. I wasn't saying it in the way that it sounded harsh the way I said it. That's not at all what I meant.
Foot on her neck. Explain what you mean by foot on her neck.
You can't just roll up and be like, hey, what's good? Put her in the headlock and give her a
hit her with an elbow.
Nah.
Okay, what's
your
foot
in the neck? You can't do that.
What does your foot in the neck mean? What does it mean?
Basically, stand on y'all square. I say foot on the neck. You know, like mashing the gas pedal. That's what I mean. So we saying the same thing, just different terminology. And my final one is because I'm taking up too much time. If the game is about men, why should we care about what they do?
Okay, go ahead, Angry. You go first.
It's not about caring what they do. It's look. And see, this is where the disconnect comes in with guys. Like, when you're dealing with women, you're not dealing with mathematics. You're dealing with language.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
When you're dealing with other guys, you're dealing with mathematics. Because logically, we can sit back and, you know, everything is matter of fact. Everything is factual. You know, but when you're dealing with women,
practical
you're dealing with emotions. You're dealing with, you know, very subjective things.
Yes.
So you have to understand, it's not that we give a shit about what they think when it comes to them trying to define who we are and what we do, right? But if you're in a relationship with a woman, you do got to give a shit about her. You feel what I'm saying? You got to give a shit about her. Like, you got to care about her.
Yeah, and caller, it's not about the woman. It's about what you are to the woman, okay? It's about your culinary school. Culinary school to put flavor in her eye and flavor in her ear. You know about that? You say it's not about
that.
All right, so give me an example. I want you to give me an example. Let's say you got a woman coming through your door. What are you doing?
You set the mood. You dim the lights. You make it home.
Oh, how
nice. I mean, it's your house. But
She's knocking on the door. I'm saying she's knocking on the door. She's about to come over your place. Walk us through what's going to happen. You're coming open the door. What you going to do?
First, let me say it depends on how I view the woman. If I view the woman as just something I'm knocked down, you know.
You're saying, you should not be fucking scaggly wags. I'm talking about women of substance, okay? Not bottom of the barrel bitches. I'm talking about you. I don't know why y'all fuck them grog bitches anyway, but that's
where that's where the dick, Steve. Most of the guys that are up here talking about women, they're not talking about women. They're talking about strags. They're talking about these low level, bottom of the barrel, raggedy freaking broads. Like, bro, we're not talking about those type of broads. We're talking about women. We're talking about women that will add value to your life and what you're doing.
Yeah,
we
ain't talking about the bitch that call you, I'm about to fight Superman, and after I'm done, I'll come fuck with you. We ain't talking about them motherfuckers, man. So tell me.
Okay.
Knocking on your door, what do you do? You should already have, let me show this out, you should already have it set on what you're going to do. So what you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to have the bottles out already, if she drink, you know. But it's a lot missing from me. For me, I'm going to have the bottles out. I'm going to have the lights.
I'm just saying you're opening the door. What are you doing next? You open the door. What are you doing next?
I'm going to gather anybody her back. You know, the little small part of her back. You know?
Well, you're going to open the door and do what?
I'm going to guide her. You know, I'm going to guide her in.
Guide her in by the small of her back.
Okay, then what?
Yeah. Hopefully I got some cologne on. That's why I want to guide her in so she can catch the whiff of it.
Oh, my God. Listen. Listen, brother, answer the question. I didn't ask about the cologne.
I'm answering the question. You asking about, I got to add details to the question.
I don't need to.
You asking me what I would do. I'm telling you what I would do. Better yet, just tell me, wait. So we don't do all this back and forth. What would you do?
Wait, you don't want to know what
it's
I
too
do.
Much back and forth. It's too much back and forth. Just tell me what you would do.
I'm not talking about my cologne. I'm not talking about the atmosphere. I'm just talking about what I would do. First thing I would do is I would open the door. Second thing I would do is I would look her up and down and I would smile. I'd take my right hand, put it around her waist, bring her over to me. Left ear, I'm going to slide up on her cheek a little bit. I'm going to tell her how sexy she look, how nice she smell, how good she look. Take a step back, right hand, left hand, twirl her around, look her up and down. After I look her up and down, left hand grabs right hand, I will walk her in. And as she walks in, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I forgot. Turn around, grab her hips, and let her ass push up on the door to close it. Lean in and go ahead and give her a soft kiss and say, oh, yeah, I forgot to give you that. That's what I would do. I'm thinking this before. This is already thought out before I even meet the woman. I create that. That's what I'm saying. So I'm not making it about the women. I'm making it about what I need to do.
Okay. Check this out. I was just answering the question you asked me. I don't want to go back and forth. I was just telling you what I would do. I'm going to let you control the flow of the conversation from here on out if you want to. If you want to hop to the next call, it's cool, too.
We got to grab other calls. But no, I was just asking. I'm just saying that this is what young men are not doing right now. They're so busy complaining about women. They're not thinking about when I'm in a situation, what am I going to do? I mean, it's
yeah, that. I agree with you, but it's more than one way. It's more than one way to skin a cat. I was just telling you what I would do.
Back in 2008, when I was single, right, I would go to this spot that I went to, restaurant, you know, slash bar, whatever. I'd be in there shooting pool. And the pool tables are next to the pub tables. And I would be listening. I could, you know, I was ear hustling. I could hear what the guys were saying to women they were bringing out on dates. And it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad back then.
I know.
Right? And I knew mentally, I knew at the time I was single, I knew mentally, I said, you know what? I have an advantage over all of these guys.
Advantage, man.
Because all of the stuff that guys now think is corny is the shit that women are fucking yearning for.
Yearning for.
And I'm not even talking about, I'm talking about simple shit. Like, look. A lot of guys don't believe in the date thing, right? They don't really believe in the date thing, right? You know, because a lot of guys take them to a coffee shop or whatever, blah, 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 all of that. Now, here's the thing with me, and this has always been my position. I've talked about this on my show. If I meet a chick that I think is you know, bad, like, oh, man, this chick is bad, right? I'm like, okay, right. I'm going to take her out on a date Friday, right? So that day, I done went to the mall. I done got me some brand new gear. I'm popping tags, nigga. I'm going to make sure my shit is crispy. You feel me? I'm going to take the car to the freaking soft touch joint. I'm going to get the car freaking immaculate. Mm-hmm. The inside of that motherfucker going to be smelling good, right? When I pull up at the chick's house, I'm going to have some R&B music playing. Yeah, that simp music. I'm going to have some R&B music playing, right? The inside of the car going to be smelling like me from my cologne. I'm going to be fresh, groomed, head to toe. I'm going to pull up. You know what I'm saying? When she come out the crib I already know she going to look fresh to death. If she don't look fresh to death, that's going to be one point I'm going to take away from her. You know what I'm saying? But I know she going to have the hair did. I know she going to have the fucking nails did. She going to have on the good, the smell good. When she hop in the car and be like,
yeah.
What's up? Looking good, smelling good. You ready to go? Yeah. Music playing. You got the vibe. And then you just vibing out. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, a guy that does that, he killing the rest of y'all dudes.
Yeah. And
killing the rest of y'all dudes.
And real quick, before we grab the call,
you can't discount the fact that she would still lay up with somebody that's not doing all that.
Wait,
what you're saying.
Call her. I got it, Steve.
Let him talk.
I don't care, bruh. If I go to a ball court, right? Am I going to not slam dunk the ball? If I'm capable of doing a freaking Sean Kemp I forgot I'm in the wrong era. If I'm getting ready to do LeBron James
there you go.
Slam dunk.
Flop.
Right?
Flop.
Do I care that somebody else dunked it? Do I care that somebody else dunked in that
or
rim?
Or someone
no.
else dribbled the ball, man.
No. Because guess what? When I dunk, my dunk going to be better than his dunk.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. We live in a world of men and competition, bruh. You not planting no flag somewhere nobody else has planted a flag, okay? Yeah. Yeah. When you meet a chick, she's going to be a
mess. Man, I don't, yeah.
But call her.
I want to stop you up. That's not what I was saying.
All you were doing is being brought to you by Excuse Fair Crunch. All you were doing was making excuses. Because the last thing you said, she going to another man. You shouldn't be thinking about that shit, man.
No, I wasn't saying it that way. I was saying it in terms of it's people out there getting the same thing that don't have to do all this. If you want to put their effort in, cool.
Wait. You said there's dudes out there that don't have to do all of that?
What
you just missed the entire point of what I said.
You just missed it. dismiss it. So, hey, call
you
us.
Said you did it to leave. You did it to leave your mark. I get that. You did it to leave your.
And let me mute him. Let me piggyback off what you're saying real quick, because this motherfucker, this shit going over his head. For all you other aficionados that was listening to the smooth ass sounds of the angry man. You know what? I'm saying the same thing, and I'm going to use my dog in it. See, I want to know, look, I want to take her to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. I'm thinking about, you know what, where can I take her out to get a nice loaf of bread, and we feed the ducks, and we're going to, I'm going to find my lake, spread your ass cheeks. And then if I want to get her a goddamn, I don't know, some wine or some cocoa, I'm going to go to the Angry Man's restaurant on the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth. But if I want to get some tea or coffee, some ice cream, I'm going to go to Angry Man's ice cream shop and do that. I know where I'm going to take her. But here's the problem, Angry Man. The problem is when these suckers don't know game and they get with these women, oh, no, these women take them out. Oh, they take you out on the corner, you're losing, you're going to fall in the fucking friend zone because you ain't going to get no ass. Or you're going to be on that other corner of the street called, you ain't going to get no booty, let's hang the fuck out, because you don't know what the fuck you doing. And Angry Man, you just explained to him how smooth it is. All he had to do was take notes. And he's like, Angry Man, what R&B music, Angry Man? What R&B music should I be kicking in there? That's the question.
When I was a single dude, right, I was, the way I operated, you know how you be watching one of the movies and there's that one guy that all of the chicks want, but when that guy show up, you hear the smooth jazz music in the background.
Yes.
You know, that quiet storm shit.
Yes.
And the dude walking in slow motion and the women are just looking like, in my mind, I'm that dude.
There you go. Yeah.
So when I show up and fuck you, I still do this. I'm in a relationship that's going on 13 years. I still do this shit. When we go out somewhere, I'm popping some tags. I'm going to be fresh to death, smelling good or whatever. And look, I will come. It's no different than when the chick walks out the door and you in the car and the car is fresh. When I come out of the bathroom and I'm ready to go, the look on my girl's face is it's always the same no matter how many times I did it. She'd be looking me up and down like, you know, sometimes she even jokes. She'd be like, hey, you got a girlfriend? You know what I'm saying? Like, every time, bruh, and it doesn't matter where we're going, right? When we go somewhere, it's like, look, and that's the reason why when dudes, like, yo, sometimes dudes would be up here, they'd be like, yo, I'll take your bitch. Like, nigga, you don't have the ability to take my bitch.
Right, but
you don't have the ability because you Negroes, you miss the finer points.
Right.
Because you don't even have the basics.
Mm-hmm. And I got to grab this other these calls. Well, I'm just saying that this is what Angry Man's saying to all you aficionados. Why do you have to have sex when you embody sex? Why should you go for something that you fucking embody? Two totally different things. And hey, for some of y'all, that just went right over your motherfucking head and shit. Like a passive.
Hey, look, there's been times I went out with a chick. And she suggested that we kick it back at her place.
Place
later,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
And when I go to the place, look, and when I go to the place and I walk in, I just be chilling. Like, I sit on the couch. I look around and be like, man, this is a pretty nice place you got here. And before you know it, she's lunged at me.
Oh, yes. Oh,
you understand
what
I'm saying?
Man.
Like, bruh. When you're that dude.
That dude.
You're that dude. And look, nobody walks out of the womb that dude. You got to put in the work to be that dude.
Yeah.
You got to be so good at it that it seems natural. Mm. You got to be like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan looked like he didn't even, as much as he practiced, he looked like he wasn't even trying.
He wasn't even trying this shit. That's game right there. That's game.
You feel me?
That's game. All right, we got some other calls to grab. Area code 706 and 706, you up. What's your question, brother? We'll bring 816. What's up, 706?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's your question, brother? How can we help you, brother?
Hey, I got a question about a chick I've been dating. Like,
okay.
I would say we kind of fell out off the strength of, long story short, we had fell out around Christmas. She called me around February. I'm feeling like she wanted a date. She wanted just a date for Valentine's.
Whoa, wait. Now we got to get some content. What did y'all fall out over? What happened?
Man, it was something.
Come on,
yeah.
He did. I can see it by the way you said it.
Okay. Christmas, okay. Christmas time came around. I told her the day before, like, hey, I'm going to need your SUV because I got to get a 70-inch TV, my Infiniti 150. So she was like, okay, call me tomorrow. We can go get it, okay? The next day came. I'm like, hey, good morning. Where are you going to be at around such and such time? She's like, I'll be around. So when the time came around, I was like, hey, where are you? I'm out. So I'm like, what is it going to plan with me like this? And I'm like, hey, you know, I got to get the TV. Where you at? Like, I need you to come to Best Buy. She's like, I'm out. And I'm like, they kind of rolled me the wrong way.
Wait a minute. You needed her to get – so you needed her to get you
okay,
TV?
Yeah, like, I mean, I bought the TV. I just need an SUV to come pick it up because I drive a sedan and Infiniti.
You bought it.
So
you bought her a TV. You bought her a TV.
No,
you bought you a TV.
I bought the TV for myself, and she was going to pick it up because the bed's about, like, 5 minutes from my house, so she was going to put it in her SUV and take it to my house. So,
yeah, you know what? You know why she ghosted you?
Why that?
She didn't want to go pick up your TV, bro.
Hey, bro. Let me tell you something. If your fuck game was good, you eat that pussy to make her toes curl. You could beat the brakes and put her knees to her shoulders. Let me tell you, before you even think about getting the TV, she gonna tell you, baby, take my car. Do you need the car? Let me know, baby. Don't worry about it. I can't give you the car. We gonna rent a vehicle. Or I know my girlfriend's sister's brother's Bigfoot, other cousin. I'll get a car, baby. I want to make sure you get it, baby. Baby, do you want an extra? You want them to mount it or whatever? What do you want? Oh, baby, matter of fact, you know it look good, that surround sound. Let's go and get this. But she didn't do that. You know what she said? I'm busy. So what does that say,
yeah,
man?
Okay. Okay, this one, okay, like, no. She was like, she's busy. I'm like, okay, that's cool. So I went and called somebody else, another girl, to come get the TV for me. And like, a week from that, she was like, she came to my house. She's like, man, how you get this TV? I was like, don't worry, somebody else got it for me. And she was there on my head, like, who got it for you? Who got it for me? Like, I mean, you weren't there for me, so like, why do I got to tell you?
You wasn't there for me? That's feminine, brother. What do you mean? Why
like,
would you say
you weren't there to help me get the TV?
Brother.
I want to sound like
it.
Yo,
okay, brother. Okay, she doesn't respect you, okay? She doesn't respect you. Okay, you can tell that. Here's the midnight question I want to ask you. If you know she doesn't respect you, why are you rewarding her bad behavior by allowing her into your castle?
I agree. You wanted to get back at her.
You wanted to get back at her. Look, let me tell you something. Listen. Right?
Dolphin.
Now, from the logical standpoint, okay, I'm gonna talk guy to you, and then I'm gonna translate it into what she's thinking, right? From the logical standpoint, I get what you were doing. I asked this broad if she could go pick up my TV for me. She didn't want to do it, so she made up a bullshit.
Okay, let me intervene.
I asked this broad to go pick up the TV for me. And she did not go pick up the TV. So, okay, she want to play these games. I'll get another broad to go get it for me. And then the next time she comes to my house, I'm going to rub that shit in her face.
Mm.
And what happened was when you rub the shit in her face, she immediately was like, oh, this a hoe-ass nigga.
It wasn't like that. I mean, when she came over, I fucked her and all that shit, but like, It was cool after that, but like, when February came around,
Stop. Let me back up, okay? I'm going to tell you why you think it was cool. You think it was cool because in your mind, oh, she gave me some pussy. But this is really what happened. She came over there because she wanted some dick. And even though you did something that she found to be goofy, she wasn't going to let that mess up her getting some dick. So she went ahead and got the D, and then after she left, she's like, okay, I got the D, but that's a whole ass nigga.
What do you mean? Okay. Let me tell you the rest of it, okay?
Let me tell you something, bro. I'm going to tell you something right now before you go into this, okay? I have female behavior down to a
fucking science, bro.
Yes, yes.
I'm
yes.
telling you what she thought. Just yes. because she had sex with you does not mean that she respects you, bro.
Yeah, yeah. But you and your feelings, though. You care more about her. So you in love with it, huh? That pussy. Well, she probably tightened those muscles up.
Like,
yeah, she threw that pussy.
I mean, she cool, but like.
Nah, but
I mean,
you called us about her. So apparently she threw that monkey on your ass.
She threw that wolf monkey on you, boy. Just tell the truth.
I'm telling you, bro. This girl is built like Cherokee the ass, but like.
I don't give a fuck. Wait a minute. Back up. I heard yams. She got the yams like that, bro.
Yeah, bro. Like, bro, I promise you, bro. Like, she's a solid 250. But she's built like a fucking figure 8, bro.
Bitch ass. So look, here's the thing. Now that changes the whole dynamic. You know why? Because when you asked her to go get your TV, she was like, go get your TV.
Mm-hmm. But she's not at about the same time, like,
you talking about the type of chick that men fall and kingdoms fall for, bruh. You talking about the type of chick, if she look like that, bruh, she ain't about to be your errand girl, not off the rip.
I mean, she do it. She run errands for me sometimes.
Every time she did that shit, she was resenting your ass for it.
Yeah, but something happened. All right, so you broke up with her because you didn't get your TV set, which is odd because you were supposed to go.
Wait, she
came over, I guess y'all argued, I guess, and y'all broke it off, right? And she came back, right?
Yeah. We had stopped talking, she came back.
And what did you do when she came back? What did she say to you?
Okay, she came back like February, like the week before Valentine's Day. So in my head, I'm like, this girl trying to like.
Yeah.
So I'm like, is she trying to get a free date or see if I have options then trying to turn me down? So like.
Hey, man, she running gay.
What you should have not responded and waited till the day after Valentine's Day and see if she was still receptive. That's what you should have did.
Yeah, she was like,
okay, this is what happened. See, this one, yeah, I'm gonna tell you, like, yeah. Okay, like, so when she asked me, like, who am I? And I told her, like, I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. And she was just like, you got any plans for Valentine's Day? Like, yeah, I have to check that with you because I'm not sure yet. And she was just like, and she said, if not, let me know and I'll be in town. So I'm like, okay, I probably can squeeze 2 dates on Saturday and Sunday. So I'm gonna try to take her out Saturday. When Saturday came around, she's like,
How about? So let me get this straight. Make sure I understand the timeline. So you asked this chick to pick up your TV because it's 5 minutes from her house. She played the little goofy games and didn't go.
Yeah, that was about Christmas.
She played the little goofy games and didn't do it, so you got another chick to do it. But she came through, you was able to smash, and then after you smashed, she ghosted you?
No, like, she didn't ghost me. Like, we were still talking and shit, but, like, the vibe still wasn't there.
Well, anyway, call her. What is... Ask you a question. Y'all stay on. We got you. I'm going to grab y'all calls. Call them. Ask a question. If you are fucking her and she's got these attitudes and doing all this shit to you, who do you think is the problem in all of this? Who do you think ain't fucking her the right way?
I think, I'm going to tell you what I think, bro, because there's something you're leaving out of this story.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. He's leaving something out. He won't tell
you. I think I know what it is. What type of money do you be spending on this chick?
I don't lie. I ain't going to lie, bro. Like, she has a military background. Like, her folks in the military, so, like, she really don't ask me for nothing. I mean, I to show my appreciation to her.
Wait. Stop. I didn't ask you if she asked you for anything. I'm asking you, what type of money do you spend on this chick on average?
How much money? Come on, you spend money on a dog. Come on, you kicking out money.
If it was a Bible right here, man, I would put it on the Bible.
You got us a flower.
I said all the money I spent.
So I'm supposed to believe. Wait a minute,
bro.
So I'm supposed to believe you don't spend no money on her, but not y'all not really talking like that. But a week before Valentine's Day, she just happens to hit you up.
Yeah, like she called. Like this is how it went. We fell out. She had called me from, she thought I blocked her number, so she would call me from different numbers. And I'm like, I just wrote a random number, like, be an adult and call me if you want to call me. She called me, she's like, do you want to try again? And I'm like, sure, we can try again. And this is what happened to Valentine's Day.
Look, something is like, missing in this. Yeah. Let me tell you the reason why. Listen, something is missing in this, okay? Because the way you're describing the chick, she don't really respect you. But she's hooked on you for some reason.
Money.
It got to be money.
I'm telling you, bro. It might be the D, bro, because I don't spend no money on her, bro.
You spending money. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like,
okay, we got other callers, but what's your question, dog? I mean, we know that we're missing. What's your question? Do you want her back? Dang, or what's your question?
That's what I'll call you back to, like. She mad as hell at me because what happened on Valentine's Day. Like, I feel like she was trying to play me, so I called off everything. Like, I'm gonna fall back off of you. Like,
caller, do you?
So then why?
Caller, do you want to fix this? Do you really want to fix this?
Stop!
Wait a minute. So. You didn't like the way the chick interacted with you. And you're calling into a show about her, and you don't even know if you want to. Why are you even?
Call her.
It's a yam, and it's like, I'm the person who always, I would say I'm the person who always
yams.
Like.
It's yams. Yeah, people.
Call her. Do you want to fix it? Yeah. That's all I'm asking. Do you want Uncle Steven, Uncle Amy, help you? Are you ready to fix this? Or you just want to talk about it? You ready to fix this?
Yeah, y'all ready to fix it?
All right. Well, I want you to call her up right now and say, what's up, sexy? I want you to bring that sexy yam ass over to my crib tonight around 8 o'clock so I can fuck that angry out of you. Okay, call her and say that to her right now.
The thing about it is,
call her now.
Call her up
right now and tell her, what's up, sexy? I know you mad, but come on my house tonight so I can fuck the angry out of you, baby girl. Go ahead, call her.
Look,
we're going to be quiet.
We're going to be quiet.
We got two sharks.
Call her up right now and tell her.
Right now, bro.
Yeah, what's up,
bro.
Sexy? I know you mad at me right there. I'm over tonight so I can fuck the angry out of you. Go ahead, we'll be quiet.
I'm standing, man. The last time I spoke, my number was blocked.
I don't give a fuck. Call her. We're going to be quiet. You got 20 seconds because I know you know her number. So go ahead and call her. Click over. Now listen to me. Now listen, caller. If you call her and it's like, you have reached 555-555-555, wait a second and then click over and leave it as a voice message. Don't run from this shit, okay? It's man shit time,
okay? Okay. One more thing too, bro.
What's up, sexy? I know you're mad at me. Come over to my house tonight so I can fuck the angry out of you.
Okay. Listen to it real quick, but one more time.
No, I don't want to hear anything else from other callers. Are you going to do it or not?
This
is your last chance. If you do it, yes or no, because we're going to move on. We got other callers. So are you going to do it or not? Yes or no?
All right, well, I'm going to do it, man.
All right, 816 will be next. Hurry up. Wait, are you going to do it? I got
you. Yeah, I'm
going to
do it, man. I know it's going to be hot, but okay, man. I just don't want to say that phone with.
We're going to be quiet. Just go ahead and do it. All right? You got 20 seconds. Go. Okay? I'm going to count it down. Hey, chat room, be quiet. All right. Click over and call, motherfucker. All right. Here we go. 20 seconds. Go. 17, 15, 14. I still hear some rumbling. I don't hear no clicking, nigga.
I'm trying to get down. Go to my bed.
Come on.
Okay.
Here we go. And then we'll bring in 816 to be last call. Here we go.
Yeah, it's on hold, bro. I mean, it blocked.
All right, well, we're going to hang up on you because you bullshitting. So you fucking around. We're going to let you go. All right, last call. 816, what's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, this is Mike from Missouri. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. What's going on?
What's up, Big Mike?
What's up?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I meant to I just wanted to say one thing, man. Hey, Angry Man was right when he sat up there and said, you know, what was considered, I guess, what's the word, corny back in the day, women are fiending for it today. So tell me why I go to Chili's with a woman. All I did was walk in, you know, as people watching me, all I did was walk in with her, and I simply pointed and said, hey, I want you to sit right there. So I'm going to sit right next to you. We're going to be facing the door in just case some bullshit happens. So tell me why this lady from the other side of the restaurant, like, that was just so great. Oh, my God, I never had that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, shit. So I'm like, yeah, it's bad out here. It's pretty bad.
Wait. Because any of the things that men traditionally did back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Women, like, there was a movie that I watched, some years ago. I think I was still a teenager, right? And it was a kind of weird movie. I'm in the crib, and my stepmother had a bunch of movies, and this was one of the movies. I think it was Kate and Leopold. That's the name of the movie. And I'm just going through it because I'm bored. I watched this movie, and it's starring Hugh Jackman, right, the dude that played Wolverine. In some kind of way, this dude was from the Victorian era, and he got transported into the modern day. And so the dude he was having, you know, he was hanging out with was a new age guy. You know, he was socially awkward with women. He was, you know, he didn't know how to do this. He didn't know how to do that, right? And here comes this dude from a different era, but he got all of that chivalry shit in him. He got all of that manly shit. Because even though back then when them dudes were chivalrous and they wore the little roughly stuff, it still fuck you up.
Yep.
Man, they're still,
oh yeah, I know.
Sir, do you want to take this outside and they'll go out there and fuck you up, right? So this dude, he's in this modern era, and just the way the women were reacting to him, just because he was, and it wasn't like he was a simp. He just was one of them dudes that knew how to operate around ladies and shit. And he stood out like motherfucker. And I was sitting there looking at that, and I was like, you know what I'm saying? So I started adding little things to my game, and I just noticed how the women started reacting to it. This is when I was a teenager, because they're not used to it anymore. They're used to dudes just being on some, treating them like hoes, to be honest. Like every chick the dudes encounter, they just automatically treat them like strags, and they notice that shit. So whenever you have a guy that's operating a certain way, by you coming in there and doing that, you were showing the rest of the women, oh, this dude is in control of the situation. This dude is trying to protect the woman he's with, trying to make sure that she's safe and comfortable. That's why they reacted to that shit that way.
It's all about that cooperation. Only when you got cooperation, you can pull that stuff off. It's all
muted, Steve.
It's only when you...
No, you good. I'm sorry. But what's your question, brother? What's your question, though?
Oh no, I ain't had no questions. You know, y'all done gave me so much game. I know how to fix my own problems. You know, I still, you know, shout out to all y'all, man. This ain't no joke, man.
Hey, and also real quick, hey, when you went and that lady recognized you, how did that lady look? Was she sexy? Was she just an average old chick? What she look like?
Oh man, just average looking white woman. You know, just okay. look like she was just fiending for Steve the Dean, if you know what I mean. Did that rhyme? You know what I'm saying? Hey, she fainted for Steve. She knew, you know what I'm saying? She fainted for Steve. You know, I had my own situation. So, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, thank y'all, man. I appreciate all y'all. I'm all, Appreciate I'm all CNI from the chat, though, AM. That's me.
Hey, CNI. Hey, man. Good job. Great job, young man. Great job. Okay, brother? Great job.
Shout out to Sir Izzy.
Yeah, and the movie we want to do before we wrap it up, man, just shout out to everybody in the chat room, man. We appreciate everybody, man. But it's probably a new feeling for them to hear motherfuckers talk about solutions and shit versus bitching. I know it's kind of weird, Angry Man, but this is what they get when they get around real men, brother.
Yeah, no doubt. Because that's really like, and I've been saying this for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
There's certain parts of the conversation that needs to be had, but we never get to that point. It's just kind of like somebody that is reading a book.
Yes.
And you're just staying on the first chapter.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, you got to go to the next chapters. You got to be able to go into, that's why when we started talking about the solutions for the guy that was the truck driver.
Yeah.
That's why when the other guy called in, he's asking these questions that are these first chapter surface level questions.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Why would you do that with a chick? And it's because they never get past that point of barely knowing the chick and actually dealing with the chick.
Yeah. And I do want to say this. This is the lie that people tell themselves. It's not bad out here. You're just bad. It's not bad out here. You're just bad. I'm jealous of you motherfuckers. Women are giving up their ass faster than they've ever done in any time in my life. And it's so easy. You got access to women all over the world. Guys, I can give you my poor me story of how I used to have to go to pay phones to talk to girls or had to write pen pal letters and shit. They don't know.
I met a chick here in Durham, North Carolina when I was like, I think I was like 18 or 19.
Yeah.
And then she moved to California. And I'm kicking, and this is after me and her started kicking, and I was really feeling the chick. She moved to California. Yo, I used to walk across the street from my homeboy's apartment to the payphone to call her up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
And look, we'd call her up, and she was out there in freaking California or whatever. And look, just so you Negroes know, because y'all like, Angry Man was simping. Nah, nigga. Look, here's the thing. I was on the phone with her one time. That was the story that I was telling you about on Sunday when I was in the Kroger and I was on the phone with her and some chick walked by staring at me and I was like, let me call you back. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that chick ended up getting on a freaking Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
Coming all the way out to kick it with me and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all got it easier, man. Y'all got it way easier than you think.
Yeah, we had to, guys, real quick, I had to sneak on the phone, and I always got my ass beat because we get the phone bill. We had phone bills and shit. So when
the phone bills I ran up, bro, because I was international, nigga. I wasn't trying to just holler at the chicks around here.
Exactly, you know, exactly, man. And you knew that bill came. God damn it. Oh, man. Yep. Get that bill out, boy. We getting our ass lit the fuck up. Was it worth it? Yes. So we're just saying that it's a little bit easier for you guys. You got access to these beautiful women. You just got to learn how to be a beautiful man to those women to get what you want. And guys, fuck with the Angry Man, fuck with the man mindset. This is what we're going to be giving y'all. But shout out to all the guys out there, all the Beanos, motherfucker, the man mindset dogs. We want to shout all you guys. We got nothing but love for you. And also, hey, the ladies, what's up, ladies? Always shout out to the ladies. We welcome all the ladies in here because it actually gives women a chance to see what real men think, act, and behave versus the shit that they're dealing with, Angry Man.
Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, it makes the dudes get on point because I guarantee you, no dudes want to call in and get eviscerated like little buddy just got eviscerated earlier. That was epic.
Yeah, it was epic. Epic proportions. But you could tell he'd be like, can I put the tip in? That's got that motherfucker. Is it okay if I kiss you now? You can tell them motherfuckers anyway. All right, man. We out this bitch, man. We're going to see y'all next Monday, okay? It's the Angry Mindset Show. We'll holler at y'all guys later. Y'all take care. Peace.
Peace.
We out. Great motherfucking show, my nigga. Yes, my nigga. That shit was...